A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Harry, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
New year, new me, new you, new giggles. How we doing?
I'm not well. I'll tell you that. I'm not well, bitch. I'm in Aspen. I have altitude sickness. And all my luggage is lost.
You gave a whole story about how people should mail their luggage. How did that backfire?
Ship your luggage, I said. It's so great. Gets there on time. Everyone else on the trip shipped their luggage. Everyone else has their outfits. Mine, lost.
I also love how you have three suitcases.
Chock full of clothes, lost.
Who knows where the fuck it is, but someone is very stylish right now.
Somewhere in Colorado. I have like one sweatshirt to my name. I have no clothes. I might literally drive an hour to the facility and like scream at everyone and look for it myself.
Well, this is the question. What does the tracking say?
The tracking yesterday said out for delivery, will be there by 9 p.m. 9 p.m. rolled around and it said unforeseen events. We'll let you know when it's coming.
Oh my God, I wish that's how I dealt with work. Like someone sends me an email and I'm like, unforeseen events, I'll let you know eventually.
I'm going to start saying that.
I just feel like it's 2022. Like how are we still losing luggage?
Exactly.
But I do have to say your tank top looks so cute. And I think this is a sign from the universe. You're starting the year with life lessons, being like, you know what? You don't need your outfits to be of value.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
This is an ego death.
The past 2 days I've just been relying on my personality. And it's, let me tell you, there's not much there.
So if people are wondering why Paige's audio isn't perfection like it usually is, her podcast gear was also in the luggage. Yeah. So the universe is really testing the gigglers as a whole right now.
Like, send this energy to Tristan Thompson. I don't deserve that.
Should we just start off with Tristan?
Because how insane. I mean, actually not really insane. I feel like when the story came out, obviously we knew that he got her pregnant. What I find insane is him posting like stories, like telling Chloe on the stories, like you deserve so much better. Like, shut up.
I just think like the audacity to post a Star Wars movie credit type apology with like the most chill font, like not even the fancy Times New Roman classy font. And then he has the nerve to misuse commas and periods in this like apology. For this incredibly important apology, you can't proofread it once. I also wish that he did do it just like talking to the camera, because like I feel like his assistant could have done this. For all we know, his baby mama could have wrote it.
Her captions for photos, this is why you don't do long captions for your boyfriend. Her captions for all her photos with the two of them are insane. And then it's like, okay, when you wrote that caption, he was literally banging someone else.
The longer the caption, the shorter the trust.
So true.
Shorter the trust.
It really is.
Who do we think Chloe should be with? Because I like proposed Post Malone.
I liked that.
I think she needs a funny man.
I think she needs someone funny. I think she needs to be done with athletes.
But, or I like kind of love Omi. Oh, Lamar. Lammy. Sorry, I was thinking of Omicron.
Are you kidding me? He literally almost died while banging hookers and doing cocaine. No.
Okay, valid. I forgot about that part.
He's crazy too. She needs someone. Honestly, why can't Kim help her out? Kim got Pete. She needs someone in that sphere.
You guys, 2022, we are decentering men from our lives. Having a relationship is not the end-all be-all / doesn't mean you're successful. However,
says two girls in relationships.
Like, it's not everything. Like, we don't need them. We just want them. Des, get over here.
Oh, you don't have a husband. Sorry.
We are very excited because we have live shows coming up in Seattle, San Francisco, and LA. And I sent Paige a t-shirt gun yesterday.
Yeah.
And you thought it was a Dyson hair wrap.
Yeah, I was like, is that a new? I thought it was a mini curling iron. And I was like, yeah, cute, get it.
Or like something to like suck come out of your vagina after sex. Sorry, that was too much for an early morning podcast.
That was so much, but should be invented.
Should be invented. How have we not come up with that?
Like,
we're still like waddling to the toilet. Like,
I'm sick of sitting there peeing and like waiting.
Actually, I saw something on Instagram where you put something up like a sponge, but like that doesn't help. That shit will be dripping for like 3 days.
No, how? It's so annoying. You're like trying to get a quickie in before a dinner or something, and then you're sitting at the dinner staring at him, just being like, you did this to me.
I'm leaking.
Yeah.
Oh, graphic.
Oh my God.
But then apparently, wait, what about Jack Harlow?
Apparently. And apparently.
What about Jack Harlow with Chloe? Too young. Maybe just like a fucking like accountant.
Maybe like a banker, you know? Maybe like someone just, oh, I could see him with like a chef. Yeah, I almost feel like she needs someone who's like not that famous.
For all the gigglers listening, seeing a guy cheat in public could be like disturbing or triggering. It makes you maybe be scared about your own relationship. But just remember, a wise person once told me, if he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat. And it has nothing to do with you, your prettiness, your attitude, your personality, your intelligence, nothing to do with you. If he's a cheater, he's a cheater.
Either way, you know what I think about all the time with like shit like this? Mm-hmm. Is that like one day, because it's on the internet, so like it just like goes away. One day, like her daughter is gonna see all of it. Well, we should think about that for ourselves, honestly.
Yeah, that just gave me ripples up my spine.
Imagine our daughters one day listening to Giggly Squad and being like, something to suck cum out, mom.
Do you know how like when you look at your old photos of your grandma, it's so nice? They're gonna be like looking at our Instagram like,
no, that's terrifying.
Explain why grandma was doing thought squats everywhere. Okay, I want to know what you did for New Year's.
Oh my God, it was the best New Year's ever. I did nothing. I laid on the couch with Craig. We made mini hot dogs and I fell asleep at 12:01.
People were DMing me being like, you and Paige have switched lives. Because I had a wild New Year's.
Yeah, what did you do?
I was at the Stand in New York doing comedy shows and I had a show at like 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. And I got my makeup did.
Oh, my God.
I did a shiny blue moment with eyeshadow.
I saw it. It looked so cool.
Oh, thank you. Blue eyeshadow is tough until you say, it's Euphoria. And then everyone's like, okay.
Yeah, that's so true.
And then I went to Girls Gotta Eat's house for New Year's. I was on espresso martinis all night.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. But it was very like low-key mature type party. Like no one's doing hard drugs. We're all just like mm-hmm. talking, drinking. Dez actually walked in right when things got a little bit rowdy and the guys were taking their shirts off and I was yelling, "Show me your tits." So it was pretty feminist. It was a feminist moment. But it was overall a great night. And then I posted a photo of myself on New Year's and everyone's like, "Did you and Dez break up?" And I'm like, "No, I'm decentering men from my life."
Yeah, like this is my Instagram. I'm not allowed to post pictures of myself anymore. Wait, I saw that. Everyone was like, thought that. I was like, yeah, she's announcing it by posting a thought squat.
Wait.
Which is how you would announce it.
1,000% How I just announce anything. I forgot to ask you last time because the gigglers want to know. Mm. You posted your first grid post with Craig.
I did.
And yeah. I want to know everything that went into this post. Like, did you know that night you were going to take the photo that was going to be the one?
I did.
You did?
I did. I was like, this dress is so good. I knew I was posting a pic that night. Yeah. Like, I was either posting one by myself or with him. Uh-huh. But since we've said I love you to each other, we haven't, like, been in this situation where, like, we were dressed up and it was like, oh, my God, take this picture. So, like, I don't know. I felt like it was the perfect moment mm-hmm. for it. Mm-hmm.
Who took it?
I have no idea. That person was not important. I literally have no idea.
Were you nervous, like, picking which one? What was the process? Or did you, like, see it and you were like, this is it?
No, I was very nervous. Because I was going between like three different ones. And then finally Craig picked the one of him kissing my head. And he was like, okay, great. When we're in Aspen, I'm going to post my first grid picture. And I was like, amazing. I have such good outfits. Here I am in a white wife beater, black sweatpants that I've been wearing for 4 days. I have no shampoo. I have no conditioner. I have no hair dryer. It's wild over here. It's a wild, wild west over here.
You look like you just joined a commune where you're not allowed to shower or change your clothes, so you're closer to nature.
No, I've been kidnapped. I'm trying not to be like a crazy girl.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to be like, keep it chill and be like, yeah, like all my luggage is just gone. It's just lost. And, you know, we'll just like see what happens. Inside, I'm losing it. I'm absolutely losing it.
You're like, it's 9 a.m. and I've had 6 mental breakdowns. Yeah. But Paige, struggling when no one else knows mm-hmm. when you're struggling and surviving it is strength. I did see an Instagram post about that yesterday.
Makes you stronger.
Craig's understands.
I guess. Craig literally said, you're handling this so well. And he's like, don't worry, we'll go skiing tomorrow. And I looked at him and I go, with what ski outfit? With what clothes? I don't even have a snow boot.
You're like, I'm gonna look like Hannah Burner on the slopes, okay?
He's like, you could wear some of my stuff. I'm like, what? No. I'd rather die.
I love how you're like, I'm fine, but I'm just gonna stay in this room for the next couple of days until the cortisol dies down.
No, literally, yeah. If I don't have clothes by today, I have to go shopping, I guess. But you can't even shop in Aspen because everything's $4,000.
Yeah, it's not for like...
Like, if you want a hat?
It's not for a haul. It's like you get a present for yourself and you treat yourself. Yeah, Aspen is some fancy shit.
Maybe. Aspen is very much window shopping to me. Anywho, I'll be okay.
You sure, babe?
Well, we'll see. If you don't hear from me, let me go peacefully.
This actually seems like a reality show. Like, put Paige in a house and no outfits show up and watch her crack. This will get her to crack. It's the simple life in Aspen.
I'm like, where are the hidden cameras? Because this has to be a fucking joke. Literally, everyone's luggage that was shipped, and people shipped it after mine, and I did next day delivery on Thursday. So it arrived in Colorado on Friday. They've just been chilling with it for days.
I think you go.
I need to call. I'm going to have my mom call.
Yeah. When in doubt, get your mom to deal with it.
Have my mom.
Oh, my God. Well, we made it work. Here we are. And I think we need to do some advice to start the new year. Like, I want some positivity.
I would love to. Yeah, this, I am dedicated to the giggler. So I'm up at 8 a.m. with a pounding headache, no luggage to give advice.
Yeah, this is like middle of the night for us to make this happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, literally it's the middle of the night.
Middle of the night. I was so nervous you weren't going to wake up. But then again, I was nervous I wasn't going to wake up. But here we are. Advice time. Do you care if your boyfriend has mainly Instagram models on his For You page? Interesting.
Very interesting. No, I don't really care.
Des was swiping on TikTok and this girl with like huge boobs popped up. And I was like, interesting. And he's like, what? It came up on my TikTok. I'm like, it's an algorithm, you know? It's an algorithm. And he's like, you have hot guys on your TikTok. I'm like, no, it's just girls talking about their IBS and depression. Like, I don't have hot guys on my TikTok. I also don't think there are hot guys on TikTok. Like unless it's like a hot 13-year-old or like a guy trying to show off his abs. Like, I don't find that attractive, you know?
The only hot guys on TikTok are in college.
Yeah, you're right. They're just like throwing footballs.
Yeah, like there's no guys our age that are like actually hot and like on TikTok and aren't like so cringe.
Yeah.
You know, like with the TikToks they do.
1,000%.
Craig has a lot of like dog, like, okay, you know when you're laying and you're like watching someone else be on their phone?
Yeah, it's so weird. It's so meta.
It's so weird. And the one day I was like laying on Craig's chest and like we were going through like memes or something, and like he was on his phone, and every time like a girl would come he would go really fast.
He's like ew,
and I just looked at him and I was like and he was like, you know, it's just like whatever. Yeah, no, it's whatever. I don't get mad at it though, because I feel like it's very similar to like, I don't, okay, you don't get mad if your boyfriend watches porn.
Exactly. I also noticed, though, these algorithms are wild. Like, Instagram, you know, on the top, it says, like, options on your For You page or your Explore page. Mine is tennis practice, self-compassion, and cats.
Cats.
Like, how does my Instagram know me more than everyone in my life?
Wait, I need to check mine. Minimal style, London photography, effortless chic.
That is so you.
What is London photography?
Essex, Chelsea, made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
I have a question. Is French manicures out?
No.
Okay, good. I just had to double check. What are you doing with your nails right now for the new year? Like, what's the vibe?
If I wasn't already having a horrible 2022, all my nails broke. All my nails broke and chipped. This one is, I don't mean to give you the middle finger, but the jaggedness. I mean, they all broke.
That's like unsafe. How do you even text?
Because I was trying to shut a door last night and it was so hard and I couldn't shut it. And then like my hand slipped off and I broke all my right hand nails.
Oh, I know that feeling.
So something's going on with me and God right now. And he's just like really testing everything.
Yeah, there's some beef going on. There's some drama. But hopefully you guys will work it out.
We'll see.
I think you should go to the mail place. I'm telling you. Sometimes there's just like, they get confused. They don't know what's going on. You need to put some pressure on them. Be like, Craig, let's go on a fun little day trip.
Oh my God. Craig's going to absolutely leave me for dead today and go skiing and I'm going to just be in the bed.
Isn't that what you want?
Kind of.
That sounds fucking amazing. Des was waking me up at 7 a.m. to go on the slopes. Okay. In a relationship with my best friend, 5 years, but lack of chemistry and sex, no desire, is it time to leave?
Yep.
Have you ever been in a relationship for 5 years?
No. That's crazy. 5 years? No. My longest is 3 years. And once like the sex part leaves, I gotta go.
And you guys, when we say the sex part leaves, we don't mean like you're not fucking every day. We mean like
you have straight ick.
Exactly. And also like stop with the whole best friend thing. Like there's so many best friends you can have. You want a guy who makes your vagina tingle.
Do you want to know what, actually? I want to change the narrative on, like, he's my best friend. He's my boyfriend. I love him. Okay. Craig is my best friend to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But he's not my best friend in the way of, like, I'm not going to call him and be like, my period is so bad right now and I think I have a UTI. And, like, I'm not going to say certain shit to him mm-hmm. that I would say to you. But he's still one of my good friends. But, like, and I feel like there's a boundary because then it's like, I want to be sexually attracted to him. And if he's not sexually attracted to me, because all I'm talking about is, like, my heavy flow and my UTI, I don't know where I'm going with this. The altitude's really getting to me.
But I know exactly where you're talking about. And I think that you can get along with so many people. It's about finding the person that, like, you feel,
yeah,
like, makes you wanted and you want affection from.
It has to be balanced. There's nothing worse than your boyfriend touching you and you're like, ugh. That's when you know you have to get out. I've only felt it like twice in my life.
The ick?
Yeah.
I also think this is what a lot of girls get confused about too, is that the ick is not physical. Like, as in, you don't get the ick because one day you look at him and you're like, he's not hot. The ick comes from emotional shit. The ick comes from either he, like, cheated on you and you don't trust him anymore and your pussy will dry up. I don't care how much you try to convince yourself that you still care about him or still want him in your life. Or if, like, he's not being emotionally available, eventually you're just going to close up. Like, you're going to be like, I can't do this anymore.
Yes. I have two examples of that. One, I had a boyfriend where that was exactly what happened. Like, he cheated on me and it was just never the same and blah, blah, blah. But then I've had a boyfriend where one day I was just like, I'm not sexually attracted to you whatsoever.
Did you, like, see another person that made you realize?
No, it was just like every time he touched me, I was like.
I also think if you're in a relationship and you look at other relationships and think, like, oh, I want what they have, that also is a bad sign.
Yeah, that's really bad because
it's like, you know, deep down you're missing something in yours. So you're just projecting that theirs is perfect around you.
And also you just made that scenario up in your head about theirs because theirs is probably trash too.
Oh, okay. How much do you want to know about their past when you start dating a guy? This is a wild question. This is chaotic energy.
Oh my God. The crazy in me wants to know everything, but, like, the mature, anxious person, like, yeah, who I really am today, I don't want to know, yeah, anything.
I had a boyfriend who used to use stories about his ex to, like, control me. Like, he'd be like, oh, I hated when she did this. And, like, oh, I got so mad when she did that. So my, like, people-pleasing side was like, okay, well, I'll definitely never do that. And I'll, like, oh, I hated when I went to watch the game and she, like, would, like, want to do other stuff. And I'd be like, okay, noted. When the game's on, leave him alone. Like, that's all just, like, control tactics.
That's...
Or, like, yeah. Oh, I don't... I never let come with me when I was doing this because she'd be so annoying. So I'd be like, okay, noted, don't be annoying when he goes do that, which is so, like, me walking on fucking eggshells. Also, I'm always annoying.
Jot down, don't be annoying today.
I feel it does, like, I try to annoy him. It's, like, fun for me to annoy him.
Yeah, like, I want to see how far I can go.
1,000%.
There have been times where he'll tell me something about, like, a girl from college, yeah, and I'm like, I don't need to know.
Yeah.
Or, like, if we walk into a bar, he's like, oh, like, look, like, he'll just be, like, giving me the gossip. But I'm like, no. I am your girlfriend. I don't know that you slept with her in college. I feel like anything before me doesn't really count, and I don't really care about it.
I love that perspective. Des told me, I like to know how guys lost their virginity. And Des told me how he lost her virginity. And he said it with, like, a little too much emotion for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the story, like, I felt like he had a crush on her. And I was like,
yeah,
why don't you go fuck Emily then? Like, I literally was like, go fuck her. And he was like, Hannah, she has 4 children and she's, like, 45 years old. Ooh, and I go, yeah, well, go fuck her. She was your first fucking love. Go find her and leave me out of your drama. And he's like, you ass. it's interesting because, yeah, you want to know every little thing, but then why? Like, you don't need to know.
Here's the other thing. I don't remember anything. I have the worst memory ever. So Craig will ask me things from my past, and I'll be like, I actually don't know. He's like, how long did you guys date? I'm like, I don't remember, honestly.
I feel like when you start telling stories about your ex, you're like almost trying to make them jealous. Like, yeah, when this other guy liked me. And it's like, find out like what's the purpose of telling the story. Like, unless it's really funny, there's really no purpose to tell a story about your ex. Or if you're trying to help him understand a past trauma, maybe.
Yeah, I would say that is the only time I ever talk about exes is when I'm like, okay, well, I had like dealt with this in a relationship. And it's a kind of like we're talking about it like that. Yeah. Not like, oh my God, he like took me to Paris. Exactly. And it was amazing.
Exactly.
Like, I would never say that.
Also, the biggest red flag is on a first date if a guy brings up anything about past relationships. Yeah, my ex was just like, you know, like not right, you know.
And so crazy.
So crazy. I find the most attractive thing is when you try to get a guy to talk shit about his ex and he's like, honestly, she was pretty cool.
I respect that.
I don't like
it. I really do. Like, yeah, she's like.
Like, once Des was like, yeah, we fought the whole time, but like, honestly, she was a good person. And I was like, was she? And he's like, no, yeah, she was.
Well, text her.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/giggly.
How do you feel about guys being friends with their exes?
No.
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 Because going back to the original, they're not your friend. They never were.
No. I think it's inappropriate and disgusting and vile. I would never bring my ex-boyfriend that I like was significant in my life around Craig and I right now. Like, no.
And if you really care about him, it's like, I would never put him in that situation. That's how you know you don't care about someone, when you're like, let's put three guys I'm talking to at the same time at this party and just see what kind of recklessness ensues.
Craig doesn't even know what my ex-boyfriend's name is. He doesn't even know. Like, he doesn't even know what he looks like. He's like, what's his name again? He's like, oh, yeah. Doesn't even...
Oh my god.
But I feel like that's how it should be, because they're so irrelevant to your life.
1,000%, especially when you've healthily moved on. Okay, I have a crazy question that someone DM'd me. You don't have to answer it, but I think it's fun.
Okay.
Do you remember your list on season one of Summer House for us?
Mm-hmm.
How many things does Craig check off your list?
I'm gonna go to it. A lot of them. Like, some of them are so specific. And some of them are so crazy. But, like, a lot of them. I would say most of them.
I love that for you. Because that's manifestation.
Yeah, I manifested, Craig.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
For sure. This is gonna sound so not me, but since I bought myself an iPad like a couple weeks ago, I want to read more, like on my iPad.
I feel like having an iPad is your new personality type.
Like, I want to download books on my iPad.
You have to learn how to read first. It's gonna take forever. Wait, is it because you saw Alex Cooper's reading books?
Honestly, I've been getting a lot of influence from Instagram. Like, everyone's out here reading and, like, enjoying it. Like, what's my deal?
Look, Instagram's a lie. Don't believe anything from Instagram. These influencers are literally taking photos with the books upside down. Like, I have a real issue with certain books. Like, I have beef with certain books. Whenever I'm depressed, I'll order, like, 6 self-help books about, like, your ego and emotional code and attachments. And I realized, if you could read a book to find happiness, everyone would be fucking happy. And I feel like there's a lot of people that don't know a lot of shit who will write a book to be like,
nailed it,
this is gonna solve everything.
Dude, I'm not trying to read, like, I think I'm perfect, so I'm not trying to, like, read anything about myself, like, about changing myself. I want some fiction craziness.
Have you heard any of the drama with Rachel Hollis? Women who went viral because she wrote a book called Girl Wash Your Face, and it's like it motivates you to live a better life, you know, like all these millennial books that's okay. Like, just fucking kick the patriarchy in the nuts, like, let's make fucking money.
Yeah,
it's always like,
yeah,
I'm over the bullshit.
No, that's definitely a book title.
So she writes this book, it goes viral, she charges like crazy amount of money for people go to these, she's kind of being like a Tim Robbins or whatever.
Tony
Robbins. Isn't Tim Robbins like a place to get coffee? Anyway,
I feel like there is something that's like a grocery store.
No, I think it's like a Canadian coffee shop. My brain is a scary place. It's like Brené Brown type shit where, like, I understand, it gives me cult vibes, okay? I've watched a lot of cults, and it's like, so this woman basically charges thousands of dollars for people to go to her things, and she, like, motivates you. And recently, she had this whole thing about how to have a healthy relationship and all this stuff and find love. And The last couple of months, she got divorced. And people are, like, freaking out. Like, you're a liar. You've lied to us. You don't understand, like, the answer to anything type shit. And I'm like, she's a fucking human.
She's not a sorcerer.
But, like, they pitch themselves like they're sorcerers. And I just feel like if you have to pay a lot of money for self-help, if you have to pay a lot of money to like learn how to start a business, like they find the most vulnerable people who are in the darkest times of their life. And they're like, pay this money and I'm going to teach you the answer to life. And it's like, no one fucking knows.
That's why I want to read like dirty sex novels.
Oh, I love that for you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I took this in such a dark direction.
Yeah, I'm just trying to read like a 50 Shades of Grey or something.
Oh, okay.
You came at me pretty hard.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm sorry about the last 5 minutes. Oh, shit. I just threw my phone at the... Okay. Oh, wait. Des is texting me. What is he saying? Tim Robbins is an actor. Tim Hortons is a coffee place in Canada.
Tim Hortons.
Thanks, Des. Little fact checker in the background. He doesn't even want to be listening to this podcast. It just
Tim Hortons. Wow, that's fucking hilarious.
Ooh, okay. Meeting the parents before you're official.
Yeah. It's actually, that actually happened in my relationship, and I was very weary about it. And I said something to him.
What did you say?
I said, look, if I'm meeting your parents, like, that's a big step for me. And if you don't see this being anything serious, then no, I don't want to. And he was like, okay, so you're going to meet my parents. And I was like, okay.
I like that because you basically gave him an ultimatum, but in like the lightest, most respectful way. Like, if you want something from me, I just need to know that this is like the direction we're headed.
I said, look, I'm looking out for you because your parents will then ask you about me for the rest of your life. And if you're, you know, not ready for that, then don't introduce them to me because I'm a parent's dream.
That is the perfect way to deal with the situation. I've like got out of relationships and the mom still texts me and I'm like, oh, how sad is this?
You know, how'd we find ourselves here, Sally? You know, how'd we get into this mess?
I would like bond with moms because she would look at me and she'd be like, he's so fucking annoying. And I'd be like, I know. And we, next thing you know, like we're best friends. And I don't even, we like hang out on our own.
It's
talk about how dumb their son is.
Love him though. You love him.
My biggest red flag though I ever got from meeting a parent was like a guy who I was pretty unsure about / scared of. And when I met his mom, she was like, I have one piece of advice. Keep him on his toes. And I was like, what?
Fuck off.
Like, you want me to play mind games with your son? Like, basically warning me, like, oh, if you don't, like, keep him on his toes, he's gonna cheat on you. And I'm like, what?
One time I was at a family dinner at a restaurant with my boyfriend and his parents, and his mom literally tried to set him up with the waitress. And I was just like, hello?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was one of the craziest experiences ever. Needless to say, the mom hated me.
She's like, look how good she's cleaning up that fork. Has Paige ever picked up a fork?
She literally goes, look how pretty the waitress is. And like her accent. Oh my God. And she went on about it for like,
it's Long Island, okay?
Yeah. I was like, you think this bitch is actually French?
She's not. She's not from Paris. She's from Suffolk.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy.
But that does remind me of like the sexual tension between like any waiter who's around your age, who's decent looking. You're like, we're going to fall in love.
Such sexual tension. Like at the airport.
Yeah.
I get looked at way more at the airport than anywhere else.
Same. You like become this like mysterious like jet setter girl.
Yeah.
And he's just like, where is she going and what is she doing? And you, then you just see yourself in a movie, like you're looking out at the airplanes and you're just like just traveling through there, life.
You know that, you know, Emily DiDonato?
Yep.
She met her husband on a plane.
Yeah, that is fucking incredible. But also she is a Maybelline model. So let's not assume it's going to happen all the time. Because
she could have met her husband
in my head anyway. I look like a Maybelline model, but when I'm on a flight I'm a potato. I'm the one that's like falling asleep and like twitching when I think I'm about to, my head's about to fall. Like I'm that annoying bitch.
Oh yeah, my head was doing that a lot this trip. Like just
I feel like we've both been traveling so much. Do you have any traveling tips to stay healthy and fresh?
Honestly, the only one that I really think works and it's the easiest one is just chugging water.
You're right. You have to chug water.
Like chugging it.
Also, don't you get bloated after flights? Like, I am a fart machine after flights.
It's not even that. It's that my stomach gets so, like, hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, it hurts.
It just reminds us that we're all just molecules of water and flesh, you know? Anyway, with that said, do we have any front page news?
We talked about the Tristan thing. Wait, what do you think about everyone saying Kim Kardashian photoshopped True in the picture when it was clearly Stormy? So weird. Like, why'd she do that?
I mean, Kim photoshopping a kid into a photo is the least surprising thing I've ever heard. Like, because people don't understand the length of photoshopping these motherfuckers are doing. Like, they're redrawing their whole bodies every time they post a photo. She was making an NFT.
Yeah, she's actually on her way to the Bahamas.
With who?
Literally. With Pete Davidson.
Oh my God.
For like a post New Year's vacation.
I have like random tea from the comedy community. I know someone who had sex with Pete Davidson. She said his penis was incredible.
Really?
And I don't know what that really means because let's be honest.
Did she give details?
She just said she loved his dick. And I'm like, okay, like, does anyone really love a dick? Like, she didn't give me specifics. But I was like, I've never been like, cut off the guy and just give me the dick. Just want to stare at that fucking aardvark.
They're pretty interchangeable, you know?
So, like, I guess he's good in bed. And then apparently he said she's really good in bed. Apparently he said
Kim or like this girl.
Apparently Pete said that Kim is like a beast in the sack or something. Something
like I that. Don't like the term the sack.
Or calling me a beast, you know? Yeah. That's what you took from that.
If someone said, Paige, you're a beast in the sack, I'd be offended.
I'd off myself.
I'd be mad. I'd be pissed.
I'm like, I'm not a dainty, sexy flower.
Yeah.
You turn into a werewolf and all your lasered hair just comes back while you have sex. And then it goes away again.
I don't like it.
What did you think about Miley Cyrus's chemistry with Pete? Because people are like, oh, we like them better.
I kind of did too. I do. They just fit better.
Or are they just like two like weed friends who like to smoke weed and talk shit together? I think they're too similar.
I think they're probably very similar. I don't think that she would be his type. Yeah. I think he would be her type, but yeah. I don't see him. He dates pretty much the same type of girl. He dates brunettes yeah. with dark eyes, dark hair.
He dates us.
He loves us.
He loves us. And she likes to date clean cut
yeah.
guys and occasionally a girl.
Honestly, they both have. Yeah, both of their types are not each other.
Yeah, they're turned off by each other. They hate each other. Did you see how she lost her top and just like rocked it?
She's wild.
I feel like she feels more comfortable losing her top. Like she wanted to lose her top.
I feel like she's probably a lot nuttier than we think. You know?
But she's had such like a long-term career, which is impressive.
Have you watched any Sex in the City yet? No, you haven't, have you?
No, I just like to listen to what people are saying about it. And
people hate it. People are so mad.
They hate where the story's going?
I don't hate it, though. They just made them so old. Like, they're giving them problems that, like, 80-year-olds
Like, they have arthritis and stuff?
Yeah. Like, Steve's deaf in one ear, you know?
I feel like there's a lot of Samantha backlash in the interwebs, like people being like, we want Samantha. But then Samantha's, the actress, it might go on like How I Met Your Father. And then she also might be on like a new season of what?
A Hilary Duff show.
Oh.
Have you watched any dope documentaries?
Yes, I have. Okay. What? I was waiting for you to ask this whole time. There's a documentary about Von Dutch out on Hulu. Are you familiar with Von Dutch?
I saw the, I watched the trailer. I didn't, or the preview or whatever. I didn't watch it. How is that?
I have to let you guys know, Paige fully just went into bed, just pillow to pillow talk. So it basically shows how Von Dutch was created and how it was the hottest thing, Paris Hilton. And then it shows Paris Hilton being like, I'd basically die if I got caught in Von Dutch right now. But it fast forward, there's like all these sketchy dudes who are involved in Von Dutch and like people get murdered and stuff.
People get murdered?
Yeah, there's just like really sketchy characters who are part of Von Dutch and there's a lot of money involved.
And people like fight over who started it?
Yeah, it started as just like a chill little brand that got so fucking popular. Oh, because Tommy Lee wore it in his MTV Cribs video. And all the girls who were hanging out in his jacuzzi were wearing Von Dutch tank tops and hats. And, like, it just fuck. Back then, shit would blow up based on, like, one cable TV show, you know? Like, nowadays, there's so much going on, it's hard to blow up from something. But they just, and they mismanage the money. It gets, and it's violent. Next, I've been watching Succession. Have you watched Succession?
Yes. It's one of my favorite shows.
Okay, well, this is my argument about Succession. I hated it, and I thought it was boring, and I thought every conversation was basically the same until the last episode of season two, and then I was like, oh, this shit's good.
Wait, the last episode of season two. I think I loved it all of season two.
Yeah, season two was good.
Yeah, season one, I was like, okay, this might be a little over my head. Like, this is, like, a little too much. But just, it's so good.
But it is that kind of show where people be like, hey, after 47 episodes, it gets lit. Like, you just have to, like, push through. So if you want to waste your life, it eventually gets good.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorn. Thorn takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorn makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorn, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorn is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/giggly squad and use code Giggly Squad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/giggly squad, code Giggly Squad for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/giggly squad, code Giggly Squad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
I also just wrote down Bobby Flay. And it's because when I'm traveling, I put Beat Bobby Flay on cable. And I'm very sexually attracted to Bobby Flay.
I met Bobby Flay over the summer.
Shut the fuck up. Where?
In Saratoga. One of my girlfriends is really good friends with his daughter. And one of my girlfriend happened to be in Saratoga when I was there. And I was texting her and I was like, and she was like, oh, meet me at this bar. And then I walked in and she was sitting at a table with Bobby Flay. And I was just like,
what were the vibes?
I was so starstruck.
Was he chill?
He was really chill. I mean, he was like a dad. Cause like I was there and like his daughter was on the other side.
Yeah.
And he was like, nice to meet you. And then like I went up to the bar and got a drink. And I don't know where Bobby Flay was, but it was like meeting someone's dad. Like it wasn't like, yeah, it's Bobby Flay, but it was also just like meeting your friend's dad.
But I was like, why am I so attracted to Bobby Flay? I'm like, I like his like Queen's accent. Like, I like that he's older and that I'm like, wait, I'm just attracted to Dez.
Really? Can Dez cook?
No, but he's really good with like ordering food fast.
Good for him. Good.
I saw you guys have been cooking. Yeah, he's good with that.
Craig's actually so good.
I feel like people will never talk about Craig's ability to cook, and I feel like this is important information that we just learned. And he wasn't just cooking, he had like 7 different kettles going at the same time.
Yeah, he made like a full dinner. And I just sat there.
Having a guy cook while you don't move a finger is third wave feminism.
Yeah, he like makes plans to go to grocery stores and writes lists down, and like it's really hot.
I love a man with a list and a purpose.
Yeah, and we'll be at the grocery store and he'll be like, get whatever you want. And I'm like,
say less.
I intend to, buddy. Like, I need these macaroons immediately.
You're like, I like shopping at Zara and Stop and Shop. Those are my 2 favorite places. That's also a very like homey, couple-y thing to do together. I remember the first time I went to a grocery store with Dez and I'm like, oh, we're married.
Yeah, I feel like if you can have fun at the grocery store with your significant other, you have a really good relationship going on.
Yeah, I feel like dating is too much just like going out to eat. I feel like dates need to be more in normal places where things could go wrong. Like go to Home Goods and just like smell every candle and see how long it takes for him to snap. Or like, or yeah, like the DMV. But like, wait at the DMV till the very end, and then when you get to the front, forget your passport and see what he does. Like, that's,
I'd break up with you.
I know, that's why we're not dating together, because that's just an everyday activity for me.
Craig and you are very similar in situations like that where like he would forget his license to go renew his license, you know, and like you would do that and I would just be like, this, you have one job.
But anyway, Paige, thank you for somehow off your iPhone figuring out how to get on Giggly this week. Everyone, pray to St. Anthony, pray to whoever you believe in for her bags to come home. If you see something, say something. For all the rich people in Aspen, if you're listening, give her fucking bags back, okay? Or we're gonna have a fucking problem.
Help me, I'm poor.
But I do think this is a learning experience, and I'm rooting for you, and it's going to be okay.
I'm going to make the most of it. Maybe I'll French braid my hair or something.
I love how they don't even have a TJ Maxx. They don't have any, like, normal place.
They don't even have a fucking McDonald's here.
Well, if you need clothes, go to giggly-squad.com for merch. And we love you guys so much. And thank you for giggling with us. It's 2022, bitches. Let's go.